Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Hoek from PPF. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you to a special investor call where we are going to present and explain in more detail the partnership of PPF with E.ON that was announced last week. We will take you through a presentation that we are streaming on the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. The slides will be also available for download on the website of PPF Telecom Group in the investor section under the financial reports header after this call. Now let me introduce today's speakers. It's Mr. Balázs Sámal, the Chief Executive Officer of PPF Telecom Group, Lukáš Kubesa, the Financial Manager of PPF Telecom Group, and Jan Tomaník, the Investment Manager of PPF Group for TMT. Apologies. We expect the call to take less than an hour, and there will be no Q&A session as part of this call. And with that, let me hand over to Mr. Balázs Sámal to commence this presentation.
Thank you, Jan. Am I to turn on the slides or? They'll happen on. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Hope all of you have had or are having a great summer break. Hope also that you had the opportunity to look at our annual reports that were published about 2 weeks ago. Coming to this transaction, as you have most probably seen the announcement, you may already know the basic facts. This call is about giving more color and context to the news and to share with you the rationale of the transaction and why we believe that this is a partnership to grow PPF Telecom Group's regional leadership even further. Let me start by stating what this transaction is not about. It is not about PPF divesting or diluting its telco business or telco presence in the region. It's quite the opposite. PPF is bringing in a strong new partner, a strong majority shareholder with gravitas, expertise, and financial muscle to develop its telco business further. Yes, we are locking in a part of the value generated since the acquisition of O2 in Slovakia and the Telenor countries in 2018, but we are not divesting, not exiting. We remain very much invested in the telco business. We are in for a long term. We believe in the Central European region, and we are excited about the new opportunities this partnership is going to give us. Naturally, with the impressive telco presence, top-notch industry knowledge, and access to innovation that EN is bringing to the table, we believe that there will be synergies and operational improvements. Let me give you some examples. We believe that we will be able to leverage EN's expertise in best-in-class digital services, in IoT platforms, and in the B2B services. We believe that we will be able to enhance our customer offerings and experience utilizing the digital and the B2C suites of services and products that EN brings. We will be able to leverage on the lifestyle products that EN has got as their ecosystem play. We are both, that is EN and ourselves, doing a very good job in customer value management, in big data and analytics, etc. But still, with their presence in 16 countries and doing it 16 times over, I'm sure we will be able to get to each other's best practices and do an even better job on that. We also envisage to be able to get efficiencies in vendor relationship management, in procurement by sheer size and scale that the joint company would be, in being able to get the wholesale and roaming partnerships to be even better. And all this will mean our customers get a better experience and offerings. Then on our employees and people side, we believe this partnership will open up cross-continental learning and career development opportunities for top talents on the PPF Telecom Group side and vice versa on the EN side to be able to get learning in the European environment. We also believe that the partnerships go both ways. And yes, I'm therefore proud to say that PPF itself also brings the expertise to contribute. We have a proven track record in the region. We successfully developed the assets that we've acquired, both the O2 assets and the Telenor assets. We have the management teams in place that will continue managing the business with EN's firepower added in, and we look forward to making it an even more successful regional operation. And do not forget PPF's successful track record in pioneering innovative solutions. For instance, the structural separation of COMCOs and NETCOs that we started way back in 2014 and then, of course, did it again in Telenor countries in 2020, still is a class apart from versus the rest of the industry's approach to structural separation. We have a very good, very, very lean group structure that's, again, unique in telecom world. We bring in expertise on network sharing. We've been doing it since 2015 in the Czech Republic. We've now just recently announced, actually last week, our signing of network sharing arrangement in Slovakia. So we have an expertise to bring to the table on that. We have an expertise on the wholesale on fixed side that we've got in our Serbia operations, where we've launched fixed services on a whole buy arrangement with another telecom operator. We have platform experience, where we've got an XTV platform that works across all our five geographies, the single instance placement in the certain environment. So those are the kind of expertise that we bring to the table on top of what Ian adds in. So therefore, together, a great recipe for super success. Looking at the inorganic or beyond the operational play, as very clear, both of us have shared ambition to build a major telecommunication business in Central and Eastern Europe together. And with the EN partnership, we gain the capacity for further expansion of the business while remaining within the range of the financial policy defined by us. And we jointly aim that EN and PPF to maintain the group's current rating. So keeping those two in mind, we do have ambitions to grow inorganically in the Central and Southeastern European regions, and we'll work on that. Let me give you an idea about the size and clout of EAND. When you look at this slide, the first thing that hits the eye is obviously the sheer geographical size that EAND has. While based in Abu Dhabi, they're operating across 16 countries and serving 164 million customers, with a geographical spread that goes from West Africa all the way to Pakistan and Afghanistan. So very widespread geography, big customer operations in terms of numbers. In terms of financial profile, in 2022, we saw a 13 billion plus revenues and 7 billion in euros in EBITDA. In terms of market capitalization, it is clearly among the biggest telcos in the world. And in terms of standing with the creditors, with an enviable 0.6x leverage and with the overall financial performance, EN ranks amongst the top rated companies in the telecom sector, rated in the AA range by both S&P and Moody's ratings. I believe this is good news for the creditors of the PPF Telecom Group overall. This is all from me in terms of the business strategy update, and I will now let Jan Tomanik to fill you in on the parameters of the transaction. Over to you, Jan.
Thank you, Balázs. With our future partner, Ian, introduced and the strategic rationale explained, I will briefly walk you through the transaction particulars. The transaction perimeter includes PPF Telecom Group with its commercial as well as infrastructural assets in Slovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and Serbia. EN is acquiring 50% stake plus one share and will fully consolidate the assets at completion. The control will thus pass to EN from PPF Group, but we do not expect it to trigger prepayment of the three outstanding bonds issued by PPF Telecom because, first, both EN and PPF aim to maintain current credit rating levels of PPF Telecom post-transaction, and second, we wish that PPF Telecom continues in its already established presence on debt capital markets. Moving to the right-hand top corner of my slide, the transaction consideration includes upfront part of 2 billion, 100 million and 50 million euros and earnout or clawback up to 300 million and 50 or 75 million respectively payable during 3 years. Existing shares in PPF Telecom will be transferred against this consideration from a PPF group entity to EN group entity. The deal is thus
structured as a secondary transaction, and no primary proceeds will accrue to PPF Telecom Group. For avoidance of any doubt, neither potential clawback would anyhow burden PPF Telecom. Nonetheless, during the time till completion, PPF Telecom will undergo corporate reorganization so that from the debt perspective, its balance sheet at completion will be levered at approximately 2x EBITDAL, and gross debt shall principally consist of the 3 currently outstanding bonds issued by PPF Telecom. For the sake of completeness, you can see a list of conditions that need to be fulfilled or waived before the transaction is consummated, which includes, among others, also the customary regulatory approvals. Looking at right-hand bottom corner of the slide, let me reiterate that the transaction perimeter excludes PPF Telecom's Czech assets. Commercial company O2 Czech Republic and Czech infrastructure company CETIN, together with the parent entity of the later CETIN Group, will be transferred outside of the PPF Telecom's perimeter. These will remain controlled and consolidated by PPF Group. CETIN Group, also a bond issuer, will thus not undergo change of control based on the terms and conditions of its bonds. Nonetheless, PPF aims to maintain its credit rating levels as well, subject to confirmation of its final target capital structure following the rating evaluation or assessment services with the rating agencies. Our next slide, number 7, depicts the corporate structures, both current state as well as the expected state to be at completion of the transaction, which will hopefully facilitate your understanding of the already described changes. With that, let me pass to Lukáš.
Thank you, Jan. On my slide 8, please see post-transaction pro forma financial profile of PPF Telecom Group, which will continue to consolidate telco assets, both commercial and infrastructure part, in Hungary, Bulgaria, Serbia and Slovakia. Those assets enjoy strong competitive position through attractive, predominantly three-player markets, except for small four-player in Slovakia. We are enjoying strong revenue growth over last 5 years on those markets with low capex intensity as mobile-only operations. Recently, we have also entered the fixed business in a rational capex light way, consisting of wholesale agreements in Serbia and Slovakia and opportunistic 5G fixed wireless access in Bulgaria and Hungary. CETIN Group will continue to consolidate CETIN Czech Republic, a leading mobile and fixed telecommunication infrastructure provider in the Czech Republic. Post-closing, both EN and PPF aim to maintain the current rating of PPF Telecom Group. S&P and Moody's have published their commentary covering announcement of the transaction, expecting no negative impact on PPF Telecom Group rating. S&P actually put PPF Telecom Group rating on credit watch positive, indicating potential rating upgrade upon closing of the transaction or its affirmation. Fitch also do not expect the transaction to have any negative impact for PPF Telecom Group and affirmed its current rating. In respect of CETIN Group, we aim to maintain the current rating level as well, subject to confirmation of the final capital structure during a rating evaluation and assessment process, which we intend to run with the rating agencies in the upcoming months. We are still waiting for publication of commentaries from Fitch on the CETIN Group rating. In respect on the financial policy of newly formed perimeter, we together with EN target PPF Telecom Group to keep approximately 2x net leverage, which is significantly below current level of up to 3.2x. As already mentioned, given the aim to keep the rating at current level, we do not anticipate need for the bond repayment on PPF Telecom Group level, and therefore we plan to continue with our presence on the debt market and with strong level of investor engagement. CETIN Group will stay under the PPF Group, therefore the change of control is not applicable for the bonds. As mentioned previously, the final capital structure and financial policy for both PPF Telecom Group and CETIN Group is to be formed in upcoming months within the rating evaluation and assessment process with the rating agencies, and we will update you once relevant progress is made. Thank you for your attention, and now I will leave to Balázs to wrap up.
Thank you, Lukas. And hello again. This is just to reiterate what this transaction with E&M is about and what it means for PPF and its, for its creditors. Firstly, PPF is not leaving the region and the telco businesses. Quite the opposite, PPF seeks to bring it, its game to yet another level to accelerate its growth in telco with the help of the financial muscle and the significant telco expertise of its new partner, E&M. And PPF is keeping its stake in Czech telco companies, so Setin Czechia, still owned through Setin Group, and O2 Czech Republic. Both will continue benefiting from PPF's management expertise as before. Secondly, PPF is partnering with E&M, which is one of the biggest global telco market players with credit ratings in AA range by Standard & Poor's and by Moody's. And thirdly, we want to confirm to you that our intention is to keep the ratings at current level. However, the final capital structure of the new parameters has not been finalized, and we cannot at this stage confirm in much detail how it will look like without finishing the RAS and RES process first. What we do know, however, is, and what we are certain about, is that we are in telco for a long term, and that we are going to be in the financial markets for a long term. And this means that preserving current credit rating of PPF Telecom Group and of Setin Group is our aim after closing the transaction. We are very clear about that, and we are open and upfront about that. We will be discussing our capital structure options with all three major rating agencies. We expect to start this exercise after the summer. Based on the outcome of this process, at the point of closing the transaction, and subject to final transaction structure, we will aim to implement such financial policy that will support current rating levels of both PPF Telecom Group and Setin Group. For PPF Telecom Group, with this new parameter, we anticipate that this will mean a tighter financial policy with net leverage of approximately 2x. We will provide more information on this to the markets once relevant progress has been made. In general, we view the transaction as positive news for all us, all stakeholders of the companies. Thank you for your attention and goodbye.
This is Jan Hook again. I wish to thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations and we will be happy to oblige as usual. This is all from us today. Thank you. Goodbye.